Good morning, we're continuing Chayadim, Klam and Malaf, and we're starting Simen Dalet. Simen Dalet deals with eating mezonos before the meal, and the question is, regards to making a bracha achrona on the mezonos that you ate before the meal, and can you rely on benching to pata them? Now, to understand this halacha, we need to give differentiation between two types of mezonos. There are mezonos which are referred to in halacha as possible bekistin, which is bread-like mezonos. And then there is mezonos which is referred to in halacha as maise kedera, which is your cooked mezonos, which include your porridges, your oatmeal, your farina, pasta, etc. And possible kistin would be translated as bread-like mezonos. So in halacha, they actually function differently during the meal. In general, maisa kedera, which are understood to be foods which are considered part of the meal, they're usually eaten lahaspia to fill you up. The main set of a meal. So even though a person does not normally eat farina with bread, a person might eat a piece of meat on a slab of bread. He doesn't put oatmeal on his bread, but since they come lahasbia, they're considered an intrinsic part of the meal, and they're going to be nifter during a meal with the bracha of hamotzi. The ikar din is a person eats mezonos of possible bekistin. The law says he makes a bracha on it to bear mezonos during the meal. Why so? Possible bekistin is bread-like mezonos, which instead of eating it as bread, the person has chosen to eat it more in the form of a snack. Not for the purpose of filling you up, but for the enjoyment for the tanug involved in it. So this could be either because there are different types of understanding what Baba Kissin is, and we'll explain that. But because instead of eating them like bread, you've changed the way they're made, and therefore you change the way you eat them, they lose the chashivas of hamotzi, and that gives them three halachas. Number one, you do not have to wash when you eat them. Number two, you do not make a bracha of hamotzi. And number three, you do not bench on them. So a person takes a dough, for example. So dough, and he bakes it, he's made bread. But he puts a lot of sugar in the dough, he puts a lot of oil in the dough, he puts a filling in the dough. And clearly he's taken this, instead of eating this for the purpose of being bread, which is for the purpose of a meal, he's downgraded it to something which the purpose is to be for a snack. So therefore Chazal said that the halacha changes and it's no longer hamotzi. Since you understand that, just parenthetically, since we understand that intrinsically this is something which is bread-like, it's just because you've downgraded it by the thing that you've added does this bracha change. But if you will eat it as the mainstay of a meal, as a meal, it will go back to its original state of being hamotzi. And that's the understanding what's called your kaveh suda on mezonos, that you have to wash and say hamotzi and bench on them. Parenthetically, that's not our topic right now. So if a person eats these things during the meal, let's say the end of the meal, a person eats dessert, make your adin, the person has to say a brocha of mezonos on them, because since they are not there to fill you up, they are not eaten together with bread, they are not eaten in the same way as bread is eaten, they're different than bread, they're not considered tuffles of the bread, and they require mezonos. Okay, that's if you eat them during the meal. What about if you eat them before the meal? So we should argue based on the rules that we have said until now. Something which requires a bracha of mezonos during the meal, and you make a bracha of mezonos before the meal, the bracha of mezonos before the meal is patering the mezonos during the meal. So that will be a valid function of making the mezonos before the meal. It will in some way facilitate the meal, and then it will be included in the meal and nifter with the benching. If let's say your person eats some type of a mezonos which does not require mezonos during the meal, pasta, the person eats some pasta before the meal, so then the bracha of the mazonos is not anyway facilitating the meal. So therefore, the person should say an alamichyo before the meal, and then continue and wash and eat his meal, because the eating of the before the meal has no shaykhus to the meal. The last point for today's shir, according to the Chayyarim, we then introduce his nuchirish that he said that the person plans to continue eating it during the meal, it becomes one achila, and therefore you do not say bracha achorana. Again, that was the chiddush of the Chayyarim in Simin Beis, which we pointed out that the Mishabura and many parts can disagree with. They would disagree with that point over here. So that's the first layer of understanding. There's going to be an added kinach which we need to explain, which is very relevant to halacha lamaisa, which Hashem we will leave to tomorrow's shir. Meanwhile, have a good day.